This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we really don't talk a lot about horses on the show. I love horses. Learned how to ride a horse when I was a little kid. I love horses. Horses are great. And a horse did kick me when I was little, but it was okay. Because it was a horse. A little horsey. Apparently horsies don't like their tails pulled. Horsies get really, really mad. I've never hurt a horse on purpose. I just wanted to pull on the tail because it was so pretty, long hair. Well, apparently, we have two horse stories today. A 53-year-old woman was riding a horse down a busy Florida highway, and she was arrested, not so much because she was riding a horse on the highway, but because she was drunk. Polk County Sheriff officials said in a news release that somebody called 911 about a woman who appeared confused and possibly in danger. When deputies arrived, they found Donna Byrne riding her horse in the road. Now, officers did a sobriety test and said she gave breath samples that registered blood alcohol level of 0.16. Now, Florida Legal's limit is 0.08, so we are talking twice the normal limit. And she's on a horse. So she was charged with DUI. Driving under the influence. I wonder if it's later has to be called a TUI, like transporting under the influence. I don't know. But anyway, she got a DUI. But on top of that, she also got animal neglect because she endangered and failed to provide proper protection for the horse. You can't take a horse out on the highway. So deputies took the horse to the Polk County Sheriff's Animal Control Livestock Facility. She was booked into the Polk County Jail. Jail records did not list an attorney for her. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with her. Poor thing. Poor thing. She looks like she's been battling the booze for a while. And I think she wanted to ride her horse. Horses can make really, really good friends. You know, you can really kind of buddy up to your horse. But unfortunately, so I think she loved her horse. All right, but she did stupid, and you're not allowed to ride your horse drunk. I don't know if you guys ever saw A Million Ways to Die in the West. It's Seth MacFarlane's movie, and I guess he tried to ride his horse. This was, you know, set in the Wild West, so 1800s. He was trying to ride his horse drunk, and he kept falling off the horse. It's so bad. Yeah, I'm sure there's laws against that. Now, also in horse news, there was a man accused of punching a horse after a bar closed. Minneapolis police are right now dealing with something they rarely see, an attack on a police horse. Over the weekend, officers arrested a man they say punched a horse during bar close in downtown Minneapolis. Is that what happens in Minneapolis? They call it bar close? Is that anybody? Really? You call it bar close? So, okay, so I remember, you know, last call. But I guess there's a time. See, okay, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so no bars close. Those bars are open 24/7. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, can you imagine a, quote, bar close? Apparently in Minneapolis, they got, and I got to be careful because my network is based in Minneapolis. All right, Blake, are you there? What's all this bar close stuff?
Blake's just Midwestern talk.
Is that really what you say? Is that like a real thing? It's called bar close?
Yeah, some people use it. I've always done last call. It's kind of interchangeable. It's kind of like how we use gray duck, but also there's duck, duck, goose, you know?
You call it gray duck? That's ridiculous. Duck, duck, goose. So, yeah. Okay, no, but is bar close a time? So, like, if it's like 11 o'clock, do people not say 11 p.m. they call it bar close? Or is bar close different per bar?
From my understanding, it's different per bar, but, I mean, okay. For here, it's, we often, it's 2 o'clock,
Oh, it's 2 o'clock. Okay, good. Whew. Okay, I was going to say I'm not going to come out and visit.
They're not that
okay.
awful.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, okay. So anyway, during bar close, how do they mess up Duck Duck Goose? Look, I love Midwesterners, but really, it's called Duck Duck Goose. It's not called Grey Goose or Grey Duck or Duckling. I don't know what the hell they're doing with that. And that's why nobody plays Duck Duck Goose. Do you notice that? No kid plays Duck Duck Goose anymore because somebody screwed up the name. Right? I mean, what are they calling it now? You know, a discolored foul game. No kid's going to be excited about that. But if you go, do you want to play Duck Duck Goose? Like, yeah. Anyway, so back to this kid. Police caught 22-year-old Jacob Solberg of Minneapolis and booked him into the Hennepin County Jail. Minneapolis say this is something they don't take lightly because that punch could have created a very dangerous situation. Oh, you do not mess with the cop's horse. See, here in Vegas, some of our cops have those little scooter thingies or bicycles because on the strip, you know, it's really hard to go up and down the strip or go up and down downtown Vegas, you know, with a car. So they have bicycles. Well, if I tried to play around with the spokes in the bicycle or squeeze the little bell or put something in the police's basket, you know, some of the police have a little basket with flowers on it and stuff. I mean, I'm sure those cops would be ticked. You don't mess with cop stuff. Leave them alone. And, you know, I really want to play around with their handcuffs. You know, I'm like, oh, man, those are some cool handcuffs. The cops like, get away or I'll put them on you for good. Oh, sorry, sir. Just, you know, really cool handcuffs. I mean, the handcuffs of them into uniforms. He goes, keep walking, Grandma. Grandma! I look like a grandma man! Oh, stinks. I haven't been able to get out of a ticket lately. I am really losing my looks. It stinks. Anyway, okay, so last night, I go, the late night scene in downtown Minneapolis is often crowded and can get chaotic. Oh, Minneapolisans can really party, let me tell you right now. They can party. And so you see a lot of officers on horseback patrolling the streets. By the way, in New Orleans, same thing. On Bourbon Street in New Orleans, yeah, the cops are on horses. And you're like, oh, your horse is so cute. And the cop's like, leave me alone. I'm working my beat. I'm like, okay, go work your beat. So anyway, apparently the horses are doing a public service. They're not there to hurt anybody. So for someone to walk up and take a punch, ooh, this is what one of the, this is from Minneapolis Police Department. Okay, take a punch at a horse or slap a horse is kind of shocking. So the Minneapolis Police Department has 12 horses. They spend much of their time at a ranch in Maple Plain where their human partners take care of them and train them and feed them little sugar cubes. And a big part of training them is to learn how to remain calm in loud crowds. So you make a horse mad, then they're not going to trust people, and then you can't use them. And it was a woman horse. It was a girl horse. And you never hit a girl. Her name was Indigo. She's also known as Indy. And so police say this guy just went up and hit the horse. So he needs a butt whooping. Can't hit a girl. Even though some of us may really ask for it, you can't hit us. Ever. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused house-
household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last week, it was like the day or two after Halloween, I got this email. And so I want to read it to you guys because it's kind of funny. Okay, Terry writes, Halloween night, we were at home, drinking and giving out candy. And my wife took the baby around the neighborhood. Her mother, he says, got buzzed and started rubbing my arm and later smacked my butt. I can't believe my mother-in-law hit on me. He writes, I thought you would love to hear this story. I do. I think this is hilarious. He goes, so my question is, do I tell my wife? So this is on Facebook, and one of our listeners, I guess, was home passing out candy with Grandma, his mother-in-law. She's drinking some wine, which a lot of people do. I mean, in order to get through Halloween, so you don't sit there and eat the candy, you drink the wine. You know, not supposed to smoke now around kids, so, you know, at least you can drink wine. And you're not driving. So grandma's getting buzzed and starts to rub her hand up and down her son-in-law and then smack his tush. Whoa. Now, this is how I look at alcohol and doing things promiscuous, okay? How I look at it is there's a baseline when you're sober of a desire. Okay, alcohol will not make you want to sleep with the average random person you're not attracted. Well, okay, let's take this back a little bit. Okay, all right, okay. Some of you are like, well, no. Okay, I don't want to be inaccurate. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, you will have some basic primal desires when you're sober, and we keep those in check. Remember, we're animals, okay? But in society, you're not just supposed to sleep with anybody. If you do find somebody attractive at work, attractive at school, attractive in the family, you keep it to yourself, okay? And mind you, it happens, okay? It happens, some, you know, young nephew brings his new hot fiance. Okay, there is no way that the guys in the room aren't going to be thinking, oh man, I wish that could have been me. Okay, this is kind of, and nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it, but I guess there is an unspoken truth that certain people in families check each other out. All right, my husband has a family member that keeps trying to grab my butt every time he hugs me. And he's even done it in front of my husband. So there are attractions that happen within married families and in-laws. It does happen. And families keep that quiet. It's actually great to bring up because then you get out of seeing the in-laws. It's actually phenomenal. I'll tell you what I told Terry. Okay, this is actually a blessing. He has no idea. It's like the biggest blessing in the world that his mother-in-law smacked his butt. I'll tell you why. Okay, anyway. Okay. Hey, look, we gotta be honest, okay? Gotta be honest. Hey, I'm not your doctor. I can tell you whatever I want on air. You have your own doctor that, you know, you have to see and have documented. I can say whatever the heck I want on my show. Alright, so anyway. So, what happens with alcohol is you have a certain basic desire. You're able to keep it in check. You have willpower. You know, you may want to punch somebody. You may want to tell somebody off. You may hate your boss. And you keep it to yourself. During the day, you're fine. But all of a sudden, you get some alcohol in you. And what alcohol does, whether it's stimulating your serotonin or stimulating something else, you just seem to not care about the defense mechanism, the stop of it or the stay of it. So basically what I'm saying is you're holding back that you're doing when you're sober loosens up when you drink alcohol. So if you did have a lot of sexual desires, you're like, man, I just want to tear it up with somebody. When you're drunk, there could be a stranger that you will go home and sleep with. Not because you've always desired to have, you know, what was that underlying baseline thing? You wanted to have sex. Maybe you want to have sex with a complete stranger. You just don't do that, you know, during your normal work day. But all of a sudden you're drunk. You're like, you want to know what? Why am I holding myself back? Same thing when it comes to talking bad about work, okay? You know, we're like, oh, yeah, work's great, work's wonderful, yeah, I work on the Dr. Dolly Show, she's a great radio host, I love my job, you know, producing the Dr. Dolly Show was wonderful. Yet you get, you get them drunk, and who knows what they'll say, I cannot stand Dahlia. All she does is talk about, you know, her personal stuff. If I have to hear one more time, I am going to shut her show off for good. I can't stand it. It's ridiculous. They don't pay me enough to work the Dr. Dahlia Show. Dr. Dahlia sucks. Okay, people will say that. Now, do they really mean it? They go, nah, I didn't mean it because I was drunk. Oh, yeah, they meant it. They meant it because it came out. You don't sit there and talk about pink elephants when you're drunk? That is delusional. That would be hallucinatory. That would be more of a psychosis. But you talking and bringing up stuff that has some logic to it, there is baseline truth to that. So any one of us that get drunk and start making out with somebody that we're not supposed to, that means deep down, even if it's subconsciously, there's an attraction. And the more drunk you get, the less you're able to control your animalistic instincts. Okay? Now, what do I do if I ever drink too much? I don't really drink too much. I mean, I'm older now. But what I used to do is I used to get up and sing. I would sing, and I would sing, and I would try and dance, and I would flirt, and I would tell everybody I love them. But what I would do is I would talk smack. I talk a lot of smack about, you know, work, and this is previous jobs. Talk smack about the person I was sitting next to. And, you know, the next day, I didn't even apologize because I'm like, you know what? Somebody had to tell you you dress bad. You know, I mean, somebody had to tell you that you can't dance. Okay, I just saved you the trouble. Okay, you're still going to love me. I'm still your friend. Like, well, yeah, but that was really embarrassing and mean. It was not mean. I was telling the truth. Okay? Yeah, so, I mean, I've never got to the point where I've done anything where I regret, you know? But, you know, because I have a lot of control, a lot of willpower. Ask my husband. My knees are bolted together. No problem there. But it means there's some baselines. Now we got Terry, whose mother-in-law was drinking a little bit of wine Halloween night, starts to rub his back, starts to, all right, she's attracted to him. Having a mother-in-law attracted to you, it's golden. It's the biggest gift in the world if you use it correctly, okay? Now, on one end, you think it's a curse. You're like, oh, my God, you know, this is awkward. Now my mother-in-law is going to want to see me all the time. Now she's going to want to, you know, be around me. What do I do? What you do is you tell your wife. You tell your wife everything. Everything. Because the only person, now this is assuming you don't like your in-laws. Now, if you are attracted to your mother-in-law, that's a whole nother story. I can't help you because that's some real gross, then, you know, pseudo-incest stuff I can't be a part of. But if you don't like your mother-in-law and she hits on you, you run and tell your wife and say, look, okay, your mother did this. Now, I don't mind because I love you. But I think it's best that maybe I don't come over next Sunday. You and Mom have a mother and me day. She's like, you know what? I think you're right. I think you are 1,000% right on that one. You know, I'm glad you told me. Okay? And the wife has to be the one to keep you away from the in-laws. You can't do that. If you ever suggest, can I skip, you know, Christmas? Can I skip that? You can't do that. But if your wife is the one that goes, no, I'm going to be the one. You know, my husband did that with us on Thanksgiving. He's like, what do you want to do with your mother? I'll let you decide. It's up to you. She's your mother. And I was like, well, if he's letting me decide, then I better reward him by saying, nah, we're not. we won't spend it with my mother. See, that's how it works. Okay, if he's going to let me have a decision, then I'm going to make a decision that he likes, so he keeps letting me make decisions. See, that's how marriage works. So you need to tell your wife so that she could slowly start causing a separation. And who cares about awkwardness? Having a mother-in-law is all about being awkward. And let the mother-in-law be so embarrassed that she wants to hide whenever you come over. I told you, you're golden. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so daylight savings time ended. All right, and what we're hearing is the Tuesday after Monday, Tuesday, usually the Monday or Tuesday after, some health benefits. Now, clocks fell back an hour on Sunday. Right? And everybody was pretty happy about that. Everybody got an extra hour of sleep. Or the goo. Exciting. Okay? And because clocks fell back and we got that extra sleep, hour of sleep, researchers suggest that it definitely provided some added health benefits. Some of these health benefits included less heart attacks, lowering blood pressure, and also boosting memory. Now, to recap with daylight savings time, the ritual began even before Benjamin Franklin. We're talking in ancient civilizations, and daily schedules would be adjusted to the change in daylight. Remember, days are shorter in the winter, longer in the summer, and so civilizations were smart. They would know when the seasons were. They figured it out. They had their own types of calendars. And so they would play around with times and schedules on when to, do work with their crops or do what they had to. Now later, Benjamin Franklin wrote an essay for Parisians entitled, quote, "An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light." This was in 1784. And it explained how less candles could be used if people woke up earlier, making more use of nature's early light. All right, now, other countries actually adopted daylight savings time before the U.S., like Germany started it in 1916. But President Woodrow Wilson was the first one to sign it into law in 1918. And why did he do that? Again, wartime effort. He wanted to conserve coal during the Great War. Now, later it was repealed, and some states still did the daylight savings time, some didn't. So between World War I and World War II, it was maybe here or there, sporadic, okay? In 1942, however, FDR again had to assist in the conservation effort for the war, so he made daylight savings time year-round, but at that time they called it wartime. Now, the war ended in 45, so after the war, there was no federal law that maintained the time change, so states still did whatever they wanted to do. Now, the Uniform Time Law of 1966 attempted to unite the states, right? Because they were like, look, we got this state on this time zone, this state on this time zone. This is scary stuff. This is spooky. So President Lyndon B. Johnson decreed that daylight savings time was going to begin on the last Sunday of April and will end on the last Sunday of October, which is why, remember, we were talking about last week. We're like, isn't daylight savings time around Halloween? It got changed, and we'll tell you when. So states had the right to vote to exempt themselves. So Lyndon B. Johnson gets credit for decreeing daylight savings time for the April to October. Now, by 2007, the Energy Policy Act, which was actually started in 2005, declared that daylight savings time begins 2 a.m. on the second Sunday of March and ends at 2 a.m. on the first Sunday of November. So you see how they even made it longer and wider than the whole April to October. Arizona and Hawaii don't do the conversion. They're on their own, and I don't blame them. They're like, you know what, heck with this. It may mess you and I up, but they're good. Like, we're good. So what are the health benefits? So multiple studies have shown that gaining that extra hour of sleep offers multiple health benefits. So one, there was a study out of the University of Chicago, and they found blood pressure levels to improve to the point where you almost dropped your blood pressure by 17 millimeters of mercury. Which means you might, if you're running around at a blood pressure of 140 systolic, the pumping pressure, there's an argument or there's a study that that extra hour might have dropped you down to 123 systolic. I'm blown away that there was that much of a change, but they said. Now, another study, and this was a really famous study, published in the British Medical Journal, found a 21% decrease in heart attacks on the Tuesday following daylight savings time. Now, this was opposite of the 24% increase in heart attacks at the same hospitals, I believe the study was in Michigan, when the clock sprang forward in March. So I tell you guys about this study in March, where there's a 24% increase in heart attacks the Tuesday after daylight savings time, but there's a 21% drop this week. So let's enjoy this week really good. Then in 2001, there was a study finding a significant decrease in fatal car accidents when the clocks fell back in autumn. The opposite was true in the spring. So in the spring, there's more fatal car accidents after daylight savings time. And when the clocks fall back, less accidents. Then other studies have suggested that because of that one extra hour of sleep, you have less gene expression when it comes to putting people at risk for diabetes and cancer. The extra hour of sleep was found to decrease stress, inflammation. Again, that also helps preventing heart disease. And I mean, you know, the big thing is you gain energy and alertness in the morning. You know, if you become accustomed to waking up at 7 a.m. and then the times change, there's a good chance you're going to wake up at 6 a.m. Right? And, you know, you're like, well, I could get an extra hour of sleep, and this could happen for the next week or two until your body adjusts. And so, or you may get up and say, you know what, I'm going to do a workout. And me, I did a longer workout today. because I got out of bed earlier. Now, what really sucks is the cats and the dogs were up earlier. So they were bugging my butts, like already at 5 in the morning. I'm like, look, it's not 6. I don't have to get up yet. But they don't get daylight savings time ending. So that stuck. But you know what? I was up and I felt the same that I was same. So I did, but I just had an extra hour. Now, some of you are like, well, then why didn't you use that extra hour to prepare a better show? That's mean. Okay? My show is fine. All right. All right. So hope you guys enjoyed your daylight savings time. I think it was really awesome that we had that, and I'm a happy girl. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's a prostitute who was hospitalized after swallowing a condom whole to hide the evidence. Apparently, a 48-year-old Vietnamese woman was raided by the police. And so she pulled the condom off her client and she swallowed it whole to avoid being arrested. Now, there's a lot of people out there that swallow condoms. They do that to hide drugs, or to hide evidence, etc. And I don't understand why somebody would not realize that that could be very, very dangerous. From a medical standpoint, it was scary. She became short of breath, was critically dehydrated, had to be rushed to the hospital, and you saw the rubber sheath in there. You saw the condom just sitting there in her, it looked like it was stuck in her esophagus. Now, apparently, she was working at a health spa in Taichung City, Taiwan, and police raided, etc. She was found guilty for perjury, jailed for 2 months, but escaped further charges of hiding evidence because doctors said the condom was never found. So that's interesting, but she swallowed it. All right, so the police couldn't find the condom. They found the condom wrapper, so they continued to raid the room. But then they found that she was dehydrated, continually asking for more water. Now, they say there are published papers on the health impact of swallowing condoms, usually with the drug mules, etc., and the contents. But an empty condom, why would that cause her to be so thirsty and short of breath? Now, a 2011 study published in the Eastern Mediterranean Health Journal warned that latex could require surgery because it could obstruct vital organs and digestive pathways if it does not pass through the system. And then in 2016, there was a study published in the Journal of Medical Reports that described the case of a 26-year-old woman in Cameroon who got appendicitis 2 weeks after swallowing a condom. While she was performing oral sex on her boyfriend, accidentally swallowed the condom. So after surgery, surgeons did find the condom in her appendix. This is that second person. So what we want to teach you here is something that you would think would be benign because there's no contents in it, like drugs, etc. Just the latex alone could possibly kill you. And it's frightening to think that that's something that people have to worry about and you know, watch out for, but it does. And just everybody be very, very careful with, you know, what you put in your mouth. You know, it's just, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, and look, almost every story is related to health. We could relate everything if we want. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, just 2 cans of soda a week could give you diabetes, heart disease, and a stroke. And somebody stealing from the Red Cross. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
See
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So just two cans of soda a week are enough to increase our risk for diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke. Lord have mercy, just two 12-ounce cans of soda can raise blood pressure. It also contains more than 14 grams of sugar, more than the daily recommended serving. And some of you will say, well, I don't drink a can of Coke. Okay, good. If you don't drink a can of Coke, that's great. Okay, but how many of you guys get rum and Coke? How many of you guys get a 7-7? Or a, I don't know, scotch and soda or something like that, all right? Even though scotch and soda would be soda water, but still. Right? Some of you will imbibe soda pop in ways that you don't think. Researchers have found more evidence that just a small amount of soda weekly leads to the risk of metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is that cluster of conditions that raises your chance of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. So the findings are published in the Journal of Endocrine Society, and they reveal that risk factors of soda include weight gain, high levels of fats in the blood like triglycerides, elevated blood pressure, high blood sugar, and reduced good cholesterol levels. They say 74% of the 85,000 different edible products on the U.S. market, like cereals, energy bars, beverages, contain these added sugars. Now, if you notice, they are really concentrated on the sugar amount in these soda pops. Oh, I love Coca-Cola. I got to tell you, I almost love it as much as chocolate cake, which means if there's a lemon pie, if there is a cherry tart, if there is a chocolate cake, oh, yeah, I'd eat the chocolate cake. But if there was no chocolate cake and there was just a glass of sizzling Coca-Cola. Oh, I would take the Coca-Cola in a heartbeat. Cheesecake? No. I would take Coca-Cola over cheesecake. Can't, I'm not really a big cheesecake person. No. Yeah, I don't know. Well, we go to Cheesecake Factory because my mom likes to go there once in a while. It's too expensive and I don't like cheesecake. Like, why would you, if, you know, don't make a cake of cheese. Okay? Make a cake. I mean, if I'm going to eat cake, I'm going to eat chocolate cake. And that's usually what I'll get. If I'm at Cheesecake Factory and it's a celebration, I'll get the chocolate cake. I'm not going to get a cheesecake. It's stupid. It's like a waste of eating cake. Anyway, so the study analyzed 36 different studies of individuals who drank more than 5 sugary beverages a week and the risk factors of soda consumption from the past decade. And the researchers focused on overall trends. All right, now, the data showed sufficient evidence to prove a strong link between soda weight gain and then the eventual risk of metabolic syndrome. They say some of the findings reveal that regular sugar-sweetened beverage intake can affect insulin levels, contributing to the development of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. And what they did is they found a 17% decrease in insulin sensitivity if you drank soda pop for 12 weeks. Now, decreasing insulin sensitivity, remember, since insulin is like the key to the door. Insulin is what kind of helps open up the, you know, the door to help us get the sugar that we need into the body. Remember, we talked about how the sugar's in the hallway, which is the bloodstream, and we need to get the sugar into the cells or like the rooms next to the hallway. Key to that is insulin. So when you decrease the sensitivity, the sugar doesn't get into the rooms like it's supposed to, or get into the cells. And that's what raises your risk of diabetes and all the other issues. So metabolic syndrome and diabetes causes 19 million deaths a year globally. It's some serious stuff. And they say a 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola contains 39 grams of sugar and 140 calories. Now, don't go to diet soda, because diet sodas are also linked to obesity. Diet soda also has been linked to increasing diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Why? Because, again, it messes with the insulin. Your body's expecting something sugary coming around the bend, so it starts to shoot out a bunch of insulin. And then they realize, wait a second, there's no insulin. Or there's no sugar for the insulin to work. So then the body's like, wait a second, this is like the boy who cried wolf. So I'm not going to sit here and start boosting insulin production if we're really not even going to get real sugar. And then the pancreas starts to not function as well. You want that pancreas, the organ that shoots out the insulin, to be on top of it all the time. So for those of you drinking soda pop, you got to stop it. And for those of you that, you know, like if I have to get a drink now, rather than getting a rum and coke, I'll get like a gin and tonic. Because remember that article, the gin, talked about increasing metabolism? Remember that? And so increasing, you know, gin increasing metabolism, I'm like, huh, man, I'll pour that on my steak. Anyway, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Red Cross is reporting that $6 million dedicated to fight Ebola was stolen through fraud. They say fraud by Red Cross workers and others wasted at least $6 million meant to fight the deadly Ebola outbreak in West Africa. And the organization confirmed this on Saturday. The revelations follow an internal investigation of how the organization handled more than $124 million during the 2014 and 2016 epidemic that killed more than 11,000 people in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. They say the disease erupted in Guinea and quickly spread to Sierra Leone and Liberia, as you remember. Right? I think 12,000, close 11 to 12,000 people almost died or died. And they say the international aid response was initially slow, and money, once it arrived, was often dispersed quickly in the rush to purchase supplies and get aid workers on the field. They say $2.13 million disappeared as a result of likely collusion between Red Cross staff and employees at Sierra Leonean Bank, the investigation found. It is believed that the money was lost when they improperly fixed the exchange rate at the height of the epidemic. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies said it was outraged by what it had uncovered and was strengthening its efforts to fight corruption, including introducing cash spending limits in high-risk settings. Other measures will include additional staff and the establishment of dedicated and independent internal investigation function. So basically what they mean is they're going to start watching this closely, because if people are getting the funds and they're not giving the funds to where they need to go, that's a problem. And you know how much money we donated, you know, to Red Cross for this? Now, I love the Red Cross. Red Cross is one of my favorite charities, hands down. With all that they do, I will never stop supporting them. But when you hear something like this, this is what really frustrates those of us who want to donate, but maybe not donate cash, but donate stuff. Like donate clothes. Donate bandages. Donate, you know, I can't tell you how many people say, look, Dahlia, let me go to Walmart, buy a whole bunch of bandages and first aid stuff, and ship it out there. This way I know no one's going to take the money. That's for any charity. You hear this a lot, where certain charities' money, you know, gets lost. And, I mean, God bless the Red Cross for, you know, cluing us in on some of the stuff that happened. You know, I mean, they can't be, you know, trying to be first responders and help if you have people on the other side mismanaging the money. But, you know, many of us, we could very easily, you know, pull together, you know, canned foods for a canned food drive, clothes, toys. You know, there's so much we could do whenever we want to donate. But many of these organizations say, look, we need money. And understandably so. If Red Cross lost $6 million, I mean, they need money, obviously. I mean, they, you know, because they know if the money has to go for gas for a car, if they have to buy water supplies, you know, whenever these first aid efforts happen, like whether it's Hurricane Harvey or Irma, et cetera, you know, they know based on what they're short on what to go and get. And they will take the money and go to Walmart or go to a supplier and get water or bandages or sanitary napkins or toilet paper. Okay, these are things that they will know what's needed, and they need cash flow to go and get them. So they always need cash donations. But for those of us that don't have cash, many of us will go, well, I just guess I can't donate, and I don't know what's going to happen to the money, and I, you know. And so many of us don't donate then. And I'm like, to heck with that, go ahead and pull clothes together. Do a neighborhood, you know, collection. You know, get as much stuff as possible. I love canned food drives. I love that, because even the poorest of people will still have a can that they could donate to somebody. So, but, you know, God bless the Red Cross, and I hope they're able to, you know, combat this. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.